at 23 past 10 as we welcome the very debonair, as always, Lindsay Carter. Lindsay, because I wasn't here last week, I missed you.
Yes, and I certainly missed you, Mark. Yes, in fact, I nearly didn't come in because you weren't here.
Well, I'm glad you did, though, because Rob, who was filling in for us last week, said, look, the Lindsay Carr segment was the highlight of my week, possibly the highlight of the year.
Well, there you go.
Lindsay, I know you heard our little chat with Carl a little while ago. We're talking about some of the things that bust up relationships. What sort of things are important, you know, from your point of view in that world?
Well, certainly lack of communication and sense of humour.
Sense of humour is so important, isn't it?
My word it is, yes. Even if it's just someone to laugh at your jokes.
The fact that they're making the effort counts.
That's right, yes.
Look, we're doing to each other now.
Yeah, and I believe also people can fall out over which preference of tea.
I know.
Which brand of tea.
That's the little things.
Isn't it? Yes.
It is the little things.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of big things happening this weekend.
Speaking of tea, yes.
Speaking of, exactly, yeah, we're heading to Morpeth for the Novelty Teapot Festival.
Yes, a display of more than, well, several thousand.
There'll be lots of them,
yes. Weird and wonderful teapots from around the world, plus about 600 or so handmade tea cosies made from all sorts of recycled materials. Amazing. All the teapots are for sale, as well as tea towels, infusers and books on tea. And there'll be tastings of teas, honey and ginger beer. And you can accompany the cuppa with scones straight from the oven. How does that sound?
Sounds very,
very nice.
I've actually had a look at some of the teapots from years gone by and the tea cosies this week. They look very cool.
They're amazing. Yeah. They really are amazing. I'm not sure you want to drink tea out of them, but they look terrific.
Maybe not.
Yes.
And we've got a bit of theatre action.
Yes. Les Miserables this weekend at the Civic Theatre. The Metropolitan Players are celebrating 40 years with this epic and popular musical. A cast of 40 and a 25-piece orchestra. And you know it's been running in London since 1985.
Is that right?
Continuously, yes. Les Mis at the Civic Theatre.
And something a little closer to our studios tomorrow.
Yes, the Newcastle University Open Day at both the Callaghan and City campuses, so you can have a sticky beak at the new City campus. But if you come here, of course, you'll be able to have a sticky beak at two in your R of M.
You will, in fact, be able to meet Ian Crouch from the Hunter Newsroom and others.
Yes, and watch the journalism students preparing and delivering the news. Mm. So that's the open day tomorrow here at Callaghan University.
Yeah. Something else happening from Siberia?
Yeah, well, sort of, yes. It's the Sydney Balalaika Orchestra, and they're performing a concert called Siberian Adventure at the Sisters of Mercy Convent in Singleton on Sunday afternoon. So it's another of the convent's fine music concerts. Australia's only Russian folk orchestra, whose members play on authentic instruments.
How many Australian Russian folk orchestras would you expect there to be, though?
Well, this is true.
There's one.
Well, this is true, yes, and therefore it's very important.
Yeah.
Light classical pieces, mm-hmm. traditional Russian folk songs, and of course the arrangements capture the very essence of Russia.
And finally, we are going to stick with the musical world at the moment.
Oh, I think so. Different kind of music. Mm-hmm. Doug Parkinson honouring Joe Cocker this Sunday night at West's New Lambton. Newcastle boy, Doug, and his 8-piece band. He'll be performing several of his hit singles, including Everlasting Love and Dear Prudence. And in the second half of the show, he salutes Joe Cocker and his many hits. So it's Sunday night at West's.
Something for everybody, as always. Lindsay,
my word.
Thank you for coming in and sharing some of those events.
Thank you.
And a bit of relationship advice as well. The man's got it all. He'll be back with us next week, as always, at the same time. That's Lindsay Carr at 2NURFM 103.7.